Just then there was a shout from Max. "I did it!" he cried. It was true. Commander Assad and Pilot Velez's capsules popped open, and the two astronauts sat up. Commander Assad yawned. "Where are we?" she asked. "Ray, what are you doing? Who are these people?" Once it was all explained, Commander Assad and Pilot Velez, with a little help from Max, reprogrammed the computer to blast back into space and return to our own time. I was a little sorry to go. I really liked Max. Part of me wanted to stay and make sure he became an astronaut, and make sure that the testing system got changed. But that would break one of the first rules you learn during astronaut training. No one is allowed to stay in the future, or in the past, for that matter. In fact, you're not supposed to time travel at all, at least not on purpose. So, I have to go home, and I must say I am looking forward to it. Although describing my project in school won't be quite so much fun anymore, I won't be able to talk about my trip to the future at all. That's another rule from astronaut training. You can't tell other people about the future. Just think. I've experienced the most exciting adventure of my life, and I have to keep quiet about it. But some things will stay with me forever. I know I will fight against the tests whenever they are created, and I have the surprising feeling that I'll be meeting Max Quinn again. In the future, of course.